visiting with Cambridge, Illinois native, Monmouth College grad, and current executive director of the Illinois High School Association, Craig Anderson. This week, the Legislative Commission moving forward with a district scheduling proposal for football, a number of other proposals they move forward to the ballot for member schools to vote on. But I think, Craig Anderson, a lot of attention being given to the district scheduling proposal for football. And I guess we begin our conversation about the legislative process. It's a member-driven organization, and this proposal carried forward by the IHSA Football Advisory Committee. I mean, this wasn't something that just happened overnight. I guess that's how we can begin our discussion today.
Yeah, certainly. Well, thanks for having me, Jim. For sure that, you know, the proposals that are out and available to our schools, as you noted, it's a great process we have, that the governance of our association is conducted by our membership. And so all schools get a vote, and it will be in the midst of that in a week, through 2 weeks in December, starting December 3rd through the 17th. Schools have the opportunity to vote on the proposals, and those are available on our website. But the districting model you referenced related to football is something that has a number of neighboring states have gone to, some long before now. And as a result, those that have come from that state have brought this idea, as many schools, some in your area, Jim, have difficulty in finding opponents when they get left out of conferences. And as a result, you know, the membership, and rightfully so, I think, the commission voted just this past Wednesday, to go ahead and move this proposal forward to let the membership decide if they want our association, our staff here at IHSA, to organize the kind of the regular season matchups for teams as opposed to schools doing it within a conference. So we're looking to see how that plays out. And again, it'll be up to our membership to decide that.
Yeah, and the way it works then, right, it's a simple majority. Every member school within the IHSA gets one vote, and if it is approved, 401, for example, to 400, a one-vote differential, it passes. Am I right on that?
You're right. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's simply a majority of those voting. And again, we would encourage all of our member schools to vote. We don't get annually the number of schools to participate, though we remind them a number of times of the availability to that. And it's left to the principal or the official representative, sometimes designated as the athletic director, to go in and do that in a secure area of our website. So it's electronic. You know, they can do it wherever they're at. And so, exactly, it's simple majority would allow the proposal to move forward.
And again, they get the 14 days to cast the vote, December 3rd through the 17th. Now, if adopted, the district scheduling would go into effect 2021. What was the feedback you heard generally? I don't know how many town halls you have, but you have a lot of them throughout the state. Now, I got reaction from the one that was held basically in our area, Macomb, and there was support, I'd say overwhelming support for the district scheduling, but we're in the heart of kind of the conference affiliation issue. And I assume from the town halls, you got a pretty good reception to the proposal, which meant the Legislative Commission said, hey, I think there's enough support to at least let the membership decide on this proposal.
Yeah, that's exactly how it played out. We conducted 28 town meetings all across the state, and, you know, in different locations with different types of schools in attendance at different meetings. You know, the outcome of what we do there is simply take a straw poll vote just to get a feeling of the membership at these different town hall meetings. And I'll tell you that exactly as you said, it received enough support that the commission said it does warrant putting it on the ballot. If we looked at by percentage, I believe 47% were in favor of those at the straw poll, at our town meetings, making a straw poll vote. About 47% of those voting were in favor of it. So I anticipated this, and I do also, when it goes out to the membership here in December for a vote, to this for this districting model to be a very close vote amongst the membership, as we saw kind of play out with a 47% support at all the town meetings collectively.
It boils down to, can the IHSA schedule basically a majority of the high school football games, regular season football games, in the state of Illinois? And I assume if the membership would say, we want you to do it, you can do it. But I assume with the Football Advisory Committee work, with some of the feedback they've received from the IHSA, the answer is yes. The IHSA feels they could schedule regular season football games. Am I putting words in your mouth or not?
No, we absolutely can do it. You know, it's not that dissimilar from, we would take another sport like baseball as an example, and we designate the schools into different classes based upon enrollment, and then, you know, those schools that are participating in that class, we create regionals or sectionals, then regionals, and so on. So the process, we believe, would be very similar to that. We would separate in football eight classes by enrollment, and so different from what we've ever had before, we would identify the classes of schools prior to the season, and we would put them into their districts or regions prior to the season, and then just establish, and it would be likely random. We could create it through a system Scott Johnson in our office has built, and just organize those head-to-head competitions throughout the season for schools within a particular district. And so the model is something that we have. Minor adjustments would need to be made because we're talking, you know, more classes, eight in this case for football. But we have the system kind of ready to go if the membership indeed wants us to do it.
All right. And that was one of the topics that received most of the attention out of the legislative commission. And I was going to ask you, too, kind of a perfect segue to this, with eight-man football, what type of impact could that have on, I don't know, district scheduling, if any, or just the sport of football in general? I know a couple more teams are going to pick up the sport next year. It's been declared an emerging sport by the IHSA. I know there's a number of other schools that are considering maybe going to eight-man football. What type of impact could that have on something like district scheduling?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we continue to monitor and will over the next couple years, depending upon the outcome of the district vote, as to the growth of eight-man football. And I've kind of been on record before, and I'm happy to do so, saying that when we get you know, a significant number of eight-man football teams participating, I think we would recommend to our board to consider a state series in it. And like we're anticipating we may do with 11-man football and creating districts, again, if that's the desire of the membership, you know, I think we would find that the eight-man football would maybe fall into the same categories. And, you know, there may not be as many districts in eight-man football, depending upon the interest, but I think we could easily, with some, you know, geography, work through those schools participating in eight-man and designate their districts that they might compete against one another, trying to keep minimize travel as best we can. But if we don't reach the number that warrants that, then, you know, we'll continue to let those schools compete, kind of organize themselves. Also on the proposal is, or on a proposal that's going to the membership, is the opportunity for the eight-man football association that's ongoing. They had and created a state championship this year that was held at Monmouth College. I'm sure you've reported on that, Jim, this at some point. But on the one of the proposals is to allow that group to organize a kind of a playoff and postseason where they could continue this format beyond the regular season. And so, again, the membership will weigh in on that. But, you know, a lot's yet to be determined about eight-man, depending upon the number of schools that find interest in having eight-man. You know, one of the things I've heard is schools that are currently co-oping may, you know, separate those co-ops because with eight-man football, they may have the numbers at their school to have their own eight-man football team. And so over the next year or two, we're going to kind of monitor that. Obviously, if we end up with districting, that will be in place over a two-year period. And so we'd like schools to make decisions about whether they're going to play 11-man or 8-man football over a two-year classification cycle so that we don't have schools jumping and now having our districts be out of balance.
All right, and then before we let you go, another emerging activity or emerging sport, you can call it esports or e-gaming. So I know the IHSA has talked about that, you know, in the past year, past 6 months. Where does that stand, or what's the latest with e-gaming? I know a number of schools participating in that, and like I said, the IHSA has already declared that an emerging activity or emerging sport.
Yeah, we certainly have, and we've had schools reach out to us and identify that they have either club teams or competitive teams that they're going out and competing in tournaments. So we're monitoring that. I anticipate at my December board meeting coming up, I'm going to recommend to the board that we look at establishing an advisory committee for esports, and so it'll allow us to get some what I'll call experts from different parts of the state into our office to kind of talk through, you know, how our next steps should be if we're going to enter into a state series competition and help schools kind of organize themselves to compete and target, you know, kind of a season by which competitions would occur, and then us to have an end of the year state series and maybe a state championship occur in esports. So that's something that we'll continue to look to do. Like I said, I'm going to make that recommendation, and we hope we get some folks together that are out there and in our member schools having esport teams that are familiar with maybe some competitions and get them in a room together to kind of provide some direction to our staff and our board as to next steps with esports.
All right. So a great update on that. And then as far as the voting for the bylaw amendments, again, December 3rd through the 17th, those results are normally announced how soon after the 17th, like the next day, or what's normally the release information on that, the tabulation and all that?
Yeah, it'll come out the very next day. We'll announce it on December 18th, the outcome of all the bylaw amendment proposals. It's all electronic, so we'll know immediately. It closes midnight December 17th, so when we get in the office on the 18th, you know, we'll make a press release, and people will be able to find out on our website exactly which proposals have passed.
All right. Greg Anderson, appreciate the visit. Thank you very much, and have a good holiday season down at the IHSA.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
Greg Anderson with us on WRMJ.